Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
with today's new King of Swing, George G., and his swing orchestra. We rocket our way into a new episode of Neon Jazz. That was his 2014 tune Bedrock off the CD Swing Makes You Happy. The New York native has always been an avid music fan. A native New Yorker, George has always loved music, and as a DJ at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, he had an interview with the great Count Basie before a campus concert in 1979. And following this simple interview, he struck up a deep friendship with the Count. The very next day, he reached out to fellow jazz players to create a 17-piece big band, which quickly became a darling of the campus community. From there, he made his way to the bright glow of jazz in New York City and created a blend of swing that sets new standards for modern big band performance. It's elegantly balancing genuine traditions with exhilarating modernism. These days, he is in high demand in New York, from the Rainbow Room to little clubs in Times Square. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, I asked George to retell one of his favorite stories. Here it is.
One of the best stories I have is jazz-wise, for me, it's a personal one, is meeting my wife, Mitsumi, when we were playing in Japan for the first time. We were doing a tour in Japan, and the last night we were doing a Lindy Hop dance in Shinjuku at 2 in the morning on a Thursday night. And I was thinking, well, you know, who's going to show up for a swing dance in this little back alley nightclub? And the promoter said, don't worry, it'll be cool. So, you know, we did these. So after our regular performance, we were actually playing a lingerie trade show. The room was packed. They were drinking, smoking cigarettes, and, you know, and they were partying their butts off. After the first break, you know, the dance floor parted, and I saw my future wife at the bar and went up and met her and talked with her.
George has a goal of bringing swing all over the world once again, and he's well on his way. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of some swinging jazz here in the middle of America and a hotbed of pure music action right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of one more hour of jazz that we think you will never, ever forget. Man, it's always a pleasure to have this legend and friend on the program. This is the great Sonny Rollins with the 1958 tune, The Song Is You and You. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, you talking to me?
I'm talking to both of you. I know this guy's ready. Are you ready?
Let's do it. I'm ready. Right, let's go.
All right, here we go.
3, 2.
Fire away. That was one...
Producers.
That was the great saxophonist Donnie McCaslin with the 2006 tune Skyward off the album The Way Through. His dad was a vibraphonist. We love the vibes around here. And by the age of 12, he was playing in his father's ensemble. And then after that, he went to the Berklee College of Music in 1984 and then went on to play regularly around the Boston and Cambridge area with the band The True Colors Big Band. And in 1991, he moved to the Mecca of Jazz in New York City and was a member of the Steps Ahead until 1994, where he replaced the great Michael Brecker. He also played with the Gil Evans Orchestra and many other outfits over the years, and these days, he is still going strong. From the 1960 classic album Mingus Revisited, here's the stormy yet cool Charlie Mingus with the tune Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me.
this is Charles McPherson. Tune in and listen to the great show, Jazz Domino, Neon Jazz.
That was the talented New York City-based drummer Matt Cain, joined by a crop of talented Kansas City jazz cats, Herman Mahari, Ben Leifer, Steve Lambert, and the great Andrew Ouellet, or the group known as the Kansas City Generation Sextet with their take on The Burning Sand off the tasty 2015 album called Acknowledgement. And Matt spent some time in Kansas City promoting this album and the great KC talent in this town of ours. I caught up with Matt during an intermission at the Green Lady Lounge recently during their CD release gig, and this is what he had to say to me about this album.
Well, the album is, features a band that I've been cultivating for the last 2 years of all the best young players in Kansas City, and it's really to spotlight the high standard of musicianship that all the generations of Kansas City musicians have held. You know, I mean, this is a world class place, and world class people come out of it, and some of those people are like, you know, Count Basie and Charlie Parker and Pat Metheny, and you know, and in modern times, Kevin Mahogany, and you know, people like that. It's just a generation thing that each group learns from the one before. You know, it's really just to shine a spotlight on that, and we're doing it through the music of Bobby Watson, who brought these kids along.
Absolutely.
And Ahmad Aladdin, who brought me along. Yeah. And Pat Metheny, who kind of just embodies everything I like about music. Really, that's kind of the whole thing in a nutshell.
This next tune is one smashing duo making some jazz magic. Here's Sonny Stitt and Zoot Sims with the cover charge. All right. This next tune is one smashing duo making some jazz magic. Here's Sonny Stitt and Zoot Sims with the 1976 song 920 Special off the double LP Interaction. Thank you.
My name is Matt Cain, New York jazz drummer, originally from Kansas City, and you're tuned in to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was one of the finest pianists on the jazz keys these days. Kevin Hayes with the 2008 song Scomore Blues off the album The Dreamer. Most of his 15 recordings as a leader have received critical acclaim from publications such as the New York Times, Downbeat Magazine, and Jazz Times. Nothing to sneeze at. The New Day Trio is Kevin's latest project. It was developed over a two-year residency at New York's 55 Bar. The trio performs a unique and diverse repertoire, including new compositions by Kevin. Singer-songwriters Bob Dylan and Rodriguez are their focal, and reworkings of jazz standards. It's all tasty jazz delivery. This next group, billed as the greatest stars of jazz, feature Wild Bill Davidson and the great Art Hodes. This is the 1966 song Royal Garden Blues.
Thank you. Hi, this is Karen Allison, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. We'll be right back.
That was American jazz and experimental music trombonist Phil Ranelin with the 2006 song Full Moon off the album A Close Encounter of the Very Best Kind, and that indeed it was. He was originally from Indianapolis, and he moved to New York before coming back to Detroit in the 60s. At that point, he played with many Motown musicians, and most notably with the great Stevie Wonder. And with that, our final song is going to hold that duo theme together for us that we've had this whole hour together, and it's a good one to go out on. Here's tenor saxophonist Dave Ellis and guitarist, composer, and bandleader Charlie Hunter with the song High Low. And it's with that, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the High Low master around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Are you talking about tone of voice or my height?
I'm just talking to you. Like what you heard, well, let us know. We're always available for your comments, your feedback. Let us know what you want to hear. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time. Yes, sir. Enjoy the music, my friends. Most of his 15 recordings as a leader have received critical acclaim. I'm going to get there. Critical cream from the dairy growers of America.
No, it's cool. We could get some help back there.
Sigmund Freud, what the hell are you doing? All right. Okay, we need some towels in here. That was one of the finest cream based. All right, that was one of the finest pianists on the jazz keys.
We're out of time.
Good night, Dick.
Good night, Dick.
Neon Jazz.